This is Mistress Delia. Welcome back to my small penis photo story from my own point of view. Click. Maybe I'll take a picture of you. Imagine this scene. The two of us in the park. Okay, everyone has left the park. Strip! Quickly, bro, before the cops come by. Attaboy. I'll call this one Onan in a country park. You know what Onan was famous for, right? Oh, I see that you do know. My class is going to love this. I'm teaching a night class in photography, and the students are a bunch of horny housewives. Wait, I can see your fist, but where's your... Oh, goodness. Well, it is pretty cool out here with that brisk wind. Shrinkage, you say? Yeah, sure. Shrinkage. Mr. Victim of Small Penisness. Spread those legs and pose, baby. Are you fucking kidding me? I've seen small in my day, but you get the prize. A consolation prize. I don't know how much consolation I can give you. Actually, your girlfriend needs the sympathy. Do you even have a girlfriend? I see. I should have known. Well, there's always Pam and her five sisters, Mr. Puny Penis. Oh, your poses are so lovely. I love the shadows your body creates and the sharp cut of your muscles. I see that you've worked to sculpt your body. What? No, I have no concern, if that's the right word, about your penis. It seems to work well. Small? Yes. Smaller than most? Yes. Perhaps not every woman or man's, if that's the case, dream peen, but it's yours. I don't judge you, my darling. There are women out there for you. For sure, she won't be a woman who's looking for a 6-incher or even a 4-incher, I suppose. But for now, relax, enjoy the attention of my camera, and enjoy the moment. Now that you are without clothes, what's next, my dear? Ah, masturbation. A little me time. Of course. It's always interesting to see what one usually does privately. You make the audience stop and watch and become voyeurs, and your moans of pleasure, you feed on your own moans. Yes, you do. Oh, am I a size queen? I see you've returned to the subject of your own penis inadequacy. Interesting phrase, size queen. Does it shame both the man and the woman? The man for his relative smallness and the woman for her preference for men with a relatively large member. But I've dodged your question. Here's my answer. Yes, I am a size queen. The size of a man's goodness is paramount to me. And on another subject, I do often consort with a man who is able to swing large. But I make some room for men like you, men who, between the legs, are small. Large-dicked men and small-dicked men both can serve me. It's just different needs. Are you pleased by my answer? I think you are. You just grew. A 16th of an inch? Oh, I promise that I will be honest with you. My honesty may occasionally sting, but like my firm female hand reddening your ass cheeks, the sting feels warm and decadent and wickedly delicious. Let me ask a question. Are you thrilled when a female belittles you? Oh, oops, you grew another 16th. That is a total of an 1/8 of an inch. Quite a percentage increase for you. Oh, so dear reader, have you enjoyed my two blogs about female photographers? Does this give you any insight? Have I scratched something you'd like to explore? If so, Miss Delia is waiting, camera in hand. What's in your hand? A big one or a small one? Call me, 800-601-6975, and we can discuss your little inadequacies.